You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Thursday and time to hear from our Irish chap, Brian O'Noonoyne. Thankfully, we needn't any secret password to tune into his commentary.
And a very good morning to you all. I was listening to Ira Glass on This American Life the other day, a podcast broadcast. Well, you don't need me to tell you that This American Life is to American radio what The Sopranos was to American TV. Simply the best. Riveting stuff. Just riveting. I've had more driveway moments, I think, with This American Life than any other. So long may it rain. But anyway, brief interlude in that show, and there they were promoting audiobooks online. So there was a free book on offer if you went to the site and signed up for the online books, which I did, and I availed Jonathan Franzen's book, Freedom, which ordinarily would have cost me about $33, but now it's free. Yay! And if it's half as good as his previous book, The Corrections, man, this is just like stealing. The only problem is, in order to avail of the offer, I have to create an account and a password. So what's the big deal? Well, the last time I counted, I've about 17 online accounts and 17 usernames and 17 passwords. What between the banks and the shopping and the bills and the phone account. It's insane. I now have a notebook next to the computer at home to keep track of them all, which in some way is not too much of an inconvenience, I know. But lately, you see, I joined the 21st century and I got a smartphone. I know, I swore I would never get a phone that would appear to be smarter than I. But I caved in and now I have a phone with gadgets, widgets and fidgety bits. The trouble is, when I use the internet via the phone, I don't have me little book next to me because it's at home next to the computer with all the usernames and the passwords in it. And incidentally, if you're a burglar listening, it's in the top drawer on the right-hand side, so there's no need to go forcing anything open. We don't want any of the furniture damaged unnecessarily. So if I'm in my car and I'm on the phone trying to use the internet, and let's say like I'm trying to renew my library book, in this case it would be Ulysses by James Joyce, third time I've borrowed it, third time I can't get past the first 100 pages, never mind, it looks good, sitting there in the back of my car. But how can I be expected to remember the username and the password among the 17 others or so that I've created? Like, do I need a second notebook for the car with copies of them that I would store in the glove box, maybe? Note to burglars, the glove box is never locked, so please don't force it open. Maybe there's an app for that, and if there's not, maybe I could invent one. That's it. That's me golden ticket. Me retirement money is there. Royalties from an app that remembers all your passwords and all your usernames. I'll call it something like Recall All. No, that's a bit too close to Total Recall. Aide de Memoir. Oh, too French. That wouldn't go down very well with Republican purchasers who, let's face it, they have most of the money. What about Old Fart? Kind of self-effacing, a bit gimmicky perhaps, but it might work. No, Old Fart is what you are. It's not really what you want. What you want is help for your old age. Old Aid. That's it. That's me meal ticket, the app Old Aid. Have a lovely week. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Noonoyne, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Noonoyne every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.